There is one Lord, one Spirit, and one God. Last week I had mentioned that Ron Rollheiser, Father Ron Rollheiser, had suggested that the Ascension, the Feast of Ascension, it was more a spirituality than necessarily a feast day, that it led us to how to kind of understand the Spirit and how to understand the Christian life. If that be the case, then the Feast of the Pentecost is the active reality of discipleship, the missionary reality of what it is, of how to live it out. It's indwelling of the Holy Spirit, the gift of the Holy Spirit from the one Spirit, from the one Lord, from the one God, to all of us, to make us make us one body in Christ. But here's the challenge with that, is that it's full of inconsistencies and contradictions. I mean, even in today's readings, it's full of contradictions that are hard to understand. Like, Jesus walks into a locked room. It was locked, and how did he walk in? Of course, we immediately go to explanations. Oh, well, he was living in the Spirit. But, like, it's there. And the disciples, when they were preaching on the Pentecost, they were all speaking in their language, but everybody else understood in their own language. Another sort of confusion or apparent contradiction. But that also echoes the tenets of our faith are full of contradictions, if you would. Like, Jesus is divine and human. Mary is virgin and mother. Jesus in the bread is bread and the body of Christ. That we are the body of Christ and Jesus is the Christ. And so on. It's that we give our life away, and in so doing we receive our life. Those who want to have their life, there's to give it all away. And the list goes on and on and on. So what are we to try and do to understand this apparent contradiction? Let me just suggest for a moment. Richard Rohr says this, the definition of a paradox. It's called a paradox is really quite excellent. He says, if something has the appearance of contradiction are inconsistencies, but when taken and seen by another reference or framework or different eye, they aren't contradictory at all. And he would suggest that for the definition of paradox, as we talk about, is actually the cornerstone of our faith as Christians, is that Christianity, Catholicism, is full of paradox. But that the mystery of the Spirit is the mystery of also paradox. That the indwelling of the Spirit is very, very real. But to understand this, we actually have to live it. We have to allow it in our life. And there starts the real action of discipleship. Is that we're called to allow it to happen, but we can't make it happen. And there starts the first of the paradoxes. But that we have to live the reality of the Spirit. Like, and I think this is where we as Catholics can really trip ourselves up. We find it hard, really hard, to allow this Holy Spirit in. I mean, we all know it, like, oh, the gift of the Holy Spirit. But I think most of us are terrified of what that Holy Spirit will actually do in our life. I fear sometimes that what we have done with Jesus is instead of we worship him, instead of imitating him. And there's a real danger because he didn't want us to worship him. He wanted us to follow him, to imitate him. And the danger, or you would, the unfortunate shift that causes them, says, then our church becomes a place of belonging, not a place of transformation. And it's called to be a place of transformation. The Pentecost calls us for to live in the Spirit and to allow our whole lives to be transformed. Not just transactionally changed, but to be transformationally changed. And so what does all that mean? That sounds all great, but what does it actually mean? Well, we have to be willing to live in the ambiguity. We have to be willing to live instead of the either or, in the both and. Is that Jesus is in fact divine and human. And that while we don't understand all that intellectually, we can come to experience that by the gift of the Holy Spirit, because we realize that we too are both human and divine, because we were created by God. And that we start to look at that, and we start to live in the Spirit, we start to understand that the more I give my life away, the more in fact my life is full. The more I actually give my love to others, the more love I actually receive. We start to live the contradiction, and then we start to realize that this is really discipleship. This is it. It's about giving our lives away. It's what we call in the church kenosis. The more we give up and let go, the more we receive. And there's a deep trust there, a deep communion there with the Lord. And that can only be done with the gift of the Holy Spirit, the gift of divine grace that comes to us. And this becomes a reality in our lives. Now look, I'm not saying this is easy, because it's not. It's very, very hard. Let's talk about the reality of contradiction or paradox today, that we live in today, right here and right now. Look at what we don't live in the black and white. We live in the gray, in the all sorts of gray. I mean, look at what has happened this week. Who among us could not be disgusted by that video of a white police officer putting a knee on his chest and on his head as he begged for breath? An animal wouldn't be treated as badly as that. And there are far more majority of police officers who do great things and are wonderful servants, public servants. And a lot of them are white. Or you look at what the protesters who have a right and a demand to protest that video and what happened and the racism that the cornerstone of that needs to be protested. And you have a small portion of them that are radical and burn and loot. It's a reality. It's not an either or. It's a both and. Now that is not to minimize the injustice. We have to protest and demand changes to all our institutions that would allow any single person to do that. Systemic or individual. We need to root out racism. And we need to do it peacefully. And we need to live peacefully with one another. Now, this is not easy. And anyone who attempts to give us facile approaches, to this reductionist facile approaches, is dangerous, because it is not so binary. And in fact, when we go to those binary, that we create a polarity. And life is not lived in the polarity. Life is lived in the reality of black and white is mixed together. We want to believe on one level that evil, all, there are some people who are all evil and most of us are all good. But that actually isn't true. If we live in the Spirit and we allow that Spirit to come into our lives, we realize there's evil in our own hearts. And that we have evil thoughts and we do sometimes evil things, even to those we love. Even to those we love. The person who we love, we will say things that are hurtful and painful, and we know not why, but we still do it. Look, the reality of life is that you cannot see in all light, and you cannot see in all darkness. You have to have both light and darkness to see, and that creates shadows and darkness. And the reality of our lives is in the shadows and darkness and light. We want more light, yes, but we can't have all light because we won't be able to see. It's not a reality for us. We aren't yet of complete spirit. We are both body and spirit. We're both divine and human. It's the "and" where we need to live. So let us not reduce down what has happened this week or any week of our lives down to some sort of binary system, some sort of simplistic, facile way, because it's not. But we need to fight for justice. We need to use our voice and speak up against racism or any other ism that is destructive to our common unity as a human race. Because we are all one human race. No matter whether we're Jew or Greek, whether we're black or white, brown or yellow, or whether we believe as Catholics or Protestants or Hindus or Buddhists, we are one human race. And we need desperately, desperately to work in the one Lord so that we can be a manifestation of that one Lord here on earth. We need to fight for justice, yes, peacefully. And we need to fight for justice inside our own hearts so that we continue to live life in the Spirit, to allow that Spirit to change us and to live in the paradox of life, in the paradox, in the mystery, the Christ who was divine, who became one in humanity, so he could show us to the one Lord and the one God in the one Spirit.